Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, January 18th. Well, call it what you will, rumor, innuendo, fake news, social media, or just plain manure. This is what we are left to trade off of as the government remains closed into its fourth week. So overnight, we bounced on rumors that Russia was going to be monitoring and controlling grain prices domestically, which led to renewed speculation that there may be some limited exports. That failed to hold there, and wheat backed off after those overnight bounces. So we had March finish at 517 and three quarters, even on the day, after trading as high as 522 and three quarters. And we had Kansas City March finish up 2 cents at 506 after putting in a high at 509. Chicago finished down 1 3/4 cents on the week, a nickel off the highs, and is sitting just above the 50-day moving average, coming in at 517. So maybe if we can spend another day or two above that level, you could bring in some technical buying. Again, the rumors of Russian controlling of their wheat exports got the market going a little bit higher, but then, as has happened continuously in the past, that failed to hold up the market. So we'll have to see if at some point that story will in fact turn out to be true and give us a little boost there in the wheat. Taking a look at corn, we've got March finishing up a penny and three quarters at 381 and three quarters. That's up 3.5 cents on the week, bouncing off the 100-day moving average at 377 and a half there in the March. Technically a good sign. And the December, although finishing down a half cent at 403, 3 3/4, was able to remain above the 200-day moving average out there at 402 and a half. So again, a good technical close there in the corn market. Taking a look at beans, we've got March finishing up 9 cents at 916 and 3 quarters, about 3.5 cents off the high, up 6.5 on the week. November finished up 7.5 cents at 955 and 3 quarters. So we've got the beans now trading in a narrowing range, bordered on the upside by the 200-day moving average and on the downside by that trend line going back to the September 18th low. So we're kind of creating a wedge pattern similar to the one that was in corn the last couple of weeks, which they broke out of to the downside and quickly reversed. So we'll have to see what side of this wedge the beans decide to break out of. In outside markets, we've got the dollar trading just a little bit higher, 32 points at 96.03. We've got crude oil strong today, up 174 a barrel at 53.81. And we've got the stock market up pretty high, up 32 handles in the S&P, 293 points in the Dow. So pretty good performance across the board there in some of these commodities. Again, wheat failing to deliver on another Russian rumor. That's all I have for this week. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Enjoy the long weekend. We will be back on Tuesday.